It's white history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's white history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be White History. It's White History Month. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. And today is the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Amazing. Happy 4th of July. What a day, what a day, what a day. What a time, what a time, what a time. Good morning, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question. Are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Amazing, huh? Is you a tumbleweed? Mind blowing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around getting ready for the 4th of July celebration, traveling, or whatever, and you like to, you know, sit and watch the show, but you can't, you can still listen, podcast, but you can still listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. That's Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's so amazing to me that today is the 4th of July. It is also Friday. It's Open Line Friday. It's Open Line Friday / because we love the blacks. Black Friday. Where it was back then. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what's
wrong with the blacks? Amazing. First you love me, and then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. Amazing. Happy 4th of July, folks. Today is Independence Day. And it's so amazing that Independence Day fall on during, come about during White History Month. And it makes sense because, after all, if it wasn't for white men, with the help of God, there would be no Independence Day. Isn't that amazing? There would be no Independence Day. So today, I want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course. But I want to encourage you, take a moment and reflect and be grateful. And then eat, have fun, laugh, grin, whatever you do. But at least take 5 minutes or less, 5 minutes, and be grateful that God gave the insight to some white men to discover and create the greatest country on this side of heaven. And as a result, a brand new document came about. It was signed on this day. And why today is so important? Because on July 4th, 1776. That sounds so nice, huh? 1776. An important document was signed, the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence. What does that mean to you, Hake? What is the Declaration of Independence? He started to Google real fast. Did you start to Google?
No.
Why did you go for your computer?
No.
Your hand was like that. It's a yes.
Mm-mm. I was going to take notes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I know your hand went for the computer.
Right. But I wasn't going to Google. The heck?
Right on.
It's that document that the founders signed that said, "We're free from you, king." No king. The unjust king from a far away over the sea land.
Far away where?
From England. And he said, and they said, "We're pledging our loyalty to one another and to this this thing that we're committing to, this new country that we're making."
It's interesting that had we lost, we'll be subject to England today.
Yeah, just like Canada.
And Canada is subject to England?
Sort of.
Yeah, because the Queen owned Canada, huh?
Well, she doesn't anymore. She's in heaven.
But her husband owned it.
Somebody. It's not her husband. I think it's her son. I don't know. He's old, too.
But when he died, won't his children own it?
Yep.
So the England, the queen, of the king, and their soon the son, own Canada, quote unquote. You know, we call it passed down.
Yeah, they own all the land of Canada.
Really?
Personally. And I learned this from the anchor baby. Who's
I did too.
Along. Yeah.
The England, the king of England own all the land in Canada.
Yeah. And yet it's so odd because the king, the royalty, they have no power. They just go along with the whims of the cultural. They're like tumbleweeds.
But if they wanted to throw everybody out of Canada, they could, right?
Nope.
So what's
I bet you they couldn't.
What's the purpose of owning the land then?
Tradition. Name owning it in name only.
Oh, did they buy the land or they took the land?
Who, the English? Yeah.
The king. So
one time, the British Empire owned like a whole bunch of the world.
I think I know what's going on.
What?
The English, the Anglos, are more nice than the French, for example. Because the French got their heads chopped off when they owned anything. Right?
Revolution.
Right? Yeah, the French Revolution. I thought of that because across the street there's this tagging, this artistic tagging on some electrical box on the sidewalk that says, Oh, there's an untapped market for guillotines. Guillotines are the French thing that chop people's heads off machine.
Oh, yeah.
Here in America right about now. And so there are evil people who fashioned themselves after the way of the French Revolution as opposed to the more American Revolution or even Canadian or whatever, Anglo repentance from having kings and descending into democracy. I shake my head.
Why did
it's all over their system. I mean, it's all in the name of the king. But it's like a tradition, Jesse. You're asking, like, are they a sovereign country? I mean, if it came down to it, they pretty much run themselves with their own laws, right?
Yeah.
It's just two traditions have kind of lasted in parallel. This respect to the crown and this long tradition of being having their own laws. So
they just think it's kind of cool. And I do, too, honestly, a little bit. They think it's kind of cool to remember and recognize the family. The family is supposed to hold to themselves to a royal standard and a good traditional standard. And then and they can peacefully coexist and honestly be subservient to the real democracy or whatever is running the show now.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. So there was a war, and they won the war over Canada.
I may have lied about that.
I forget about that.
You forgot?
What did John A. MacDonald do, Canadians?
How did they?
I forget. They tried to teach us this in school, but
how did they come to own the land, though?
Yeah, they call it, I've heard historians call it a bloodless revolution. So
that's nice.
I hear that is very peaceful.
Civilized.
And over time, but I forget the details. Sorry.
Oh, okay. What a mess. And so the king and the queen just became, they're not like the owner. They own the land, but because they're the king and queen. But the government fought for the land.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, well, I mean, no, not really. Because the kings, I think, are the ones who did the conquest, their ancestors.
Oh.
And then they transitioned.
Still talking about Canada?
Yeah.
My apologies.
Because Canada is owned by England because of the royalty took over Canada. England and Canada kind of went more towards this democracy stuff, following in the footsteps, I guess, of America.
Essentially, is over time. I mean, I just quickly searched it up a little bit. But yeah, I am right. They do describe Canada as that bloodless revolution.
You just looked on Google right now?
Yeah. Just to confirm that people did, in fact, describe Canada's separation from British rule, in a sense, as a bloodless revolution, and that it was over time, essentially. Sorry.
I'm trying to get my mic right.
I respect it.
Thank you.
And I respect that you're releasing the mute button before you try to speak again.
You yelled at me enough about it.
Good.
I've been traumatized. But that's amazing.
It's the only way I know how to do it.
And so here's a clip about the origin of Independence Day.
For America.
For America, not Canada. America. This is from Clint. View.
Independence Day marks the beginning of the American colony's separation from the British Empire. In the late 18th century, many colonists were dissatisfied. They had to pay taxes to the British government despite having no representation in the British Parliament, and therefore no say in the laws that affected them. They rebelled against this notion of taxation without representation. British troops were sent to try to stop the early stirrings of rebellion, which only made the problem worse. In early 1776, a group of men met in Philadelphia to draft a document that would break America's ties with Great Britain. This meeting was known as the Second Continental Congress. Thomas Jefferson wrote the groundbreaking first draft, which was reviewed and amended by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams. The document they created is known as the Declaration of Independence, and its final version was officially adopted on July 4th, 1776. It was signed by delegates from all 13 colonies. These delegates are the country's founding fathers.
Amazing. Why you say, oh?
I reacted emotionally and in disgust against the red communist fists that they put up when they were talking about revolution and rebellion.
I thought that's what it was.
Yep. Because that's sort of communist propaganda, I think.
Oh.
You notice that looking at history at our vantage, it really was how great these nations were that separated from Britain. I mean, it was in proportion to how fantastic their separation was, too. I mean, they carved out, the Americans were able to carve out more of the important land. So they literally had more, and so they grew as a much greater nation. And Canada is just 10% of America. You can see how in proportion this bloodless revolution to this American dynasty that was carved out. So,
amazing.
With great blood. There was, we were living in like greatness, but it was with great, I would call it awesome in the truest sense of the word, right? Greatness in all ways.
Yeah.
And violence and
a lot of violence, huh?
And all that.
You know, I noticed that when I was watching that, they're very organized to have delegates from all 13 colonies and all that and put it together in an orderly way. That is impressive and pretty cool. Different from how the commies do it.
They're not like the millennials.
Indeed, they're not.
I mean, that's what makes that document, no? I mean, someone was asking me the other day, like, what's the Constitution and all that? What does it mean and matter? And it's like, it matters only if enough of the right men care about it.
Right.
If enough of the correct men care about it, then it totally matters.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was that long, because everybody didn't have input into it. They just agreed with it or not after one man, and Thomas Jefferson apparently, and then two or three or four other men had their little input, and then they agreed to it. It wasn't these huge bills that everybody has to agree to now. Like the big, beautiful bill has like thousands and thousands, maybe tens of thousands of pages.
Yeah.
Obamacare and all that. It was much, much more. That was another aspect of the orderliness, was it wasn't so huge that nobody wants to read it.
Because men were in charge.
Yeah.
Real men. Not beta males.
That's right.
Amazing. Speaking of something else that is so great, and speaking of king, they call Donald Trump the Great White Hope King. To the point they have King Rally Days. And some people are mad at the king, but they still call him king. And in some cases, they call him dad. They call him dad. And in some cases, they call him the Great White Hope. What manner of man is this? Today is another amazing day. Because today, the Great White Hope will be signing the big, beautiful bill. It passed. And remember Donald Trump said, I want this done by July 4th. He said it. And the liberals and the children of the lie were saying, that's not going to happen. They're going to make sure that doesn't happen. And they try hard to make sure it didn't happen. That little wheat. Hakeem, whatever his name, that's supposed to be like the manager of the Democrats. Hakeem, that's his name?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah.
Hakeem Jeffries.
He's black. He was up there talking for hours trying to stall the vote. It did not work. He was talking loud and saying nothing. So congratulations to the king, the Great White Hope. Daddy. What manner of man is this? Donald Trump. According to CBS News, the House on Thursday passed a decision to a piece of legislation of President Trump's second term, approving a massive bill. Why is this from Fox News is reporting that every single House Democrat voted against the bill. What the? Why is this from Fox News?
The yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
You could call House Speaker Mike Johnson a miracle worker. After wrangling his party to pass President Trump's key legislative policy, the One Big Beautiful Bill.
We are delivering on our promise to make America great again.
Every single Democrat stands in strong opposition to this bill because we're standing up for the American people.
Democrats did everything they could to delay things, including a record-breaking nearly nine-hour speech from House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries before the final vote.
Donald Trump's deadline may be Independence Day. That ain't my deadline. We don't work for Donald Trump. We work for the American people.
The colossal bill makes Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent, includes no tax on tips or overtime, increases funding for the border and the military, but also raises the debt ceiling and makes cuts to Medicaid and SNAP programs.
Amazing. You notice how the white man is trying to make America great again, while the black man is trying to destroy it. I rest my case. I rest my case. And you want these people to run your country. What a mess. While most Republicans cheered the decision, two voted no, according to Fox News.
President Trump has been right there talking to our members, walking them through why this bill is so important.
Vice President J.D. Vance weighed in on X, posting, "Congrats to everyone. At times I even doubted we'd get it done by July 4th, but now we've delivered big tax cuts and the resources necessary to secure the border." In the end, two House Republicans voted against it.
It's not Republican priorities. It adds to the debt and the deficit.
The White House says President Trump will sign the Big Beautiful Bill on July 4th at 5 p.m.
Amazing. Happy 4th of July. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, I was taken aback a little bit. That really is Thomas Massie. He looks so much less nerdy now. He's trying to change his look. He's basically an image person.
Can we see a picture of him again?
He's like a intellectual dark web, like Daily Wire Chad. Hold on. We're trying to get it here going. Hold up.
It's kind of like the before and after of Jordan Peterson. Huh?
This guy?
Remember Jordan Peterson used
That's
to be
what
kind
I'm getting
of fat?
At, yeah. That's exactly what I'm getting
And he
at.
Changed his image.
Who did it?
So Thomas Massie, here we thought, is. We used to think of as like a principled conservative, nerdy, nice, and but good guy.
Oh, that's
remember
him.
He used to be clean-shaven and glasses. A little bit fat, and he had nerdy glasses, and he's like a, and his, see, look at him.
This is what he used to look
like. Oh, man.
With the badge, with the little badge.
That
takes
amazing.
Up the debt. And then it's like.
Now people know. Say, you know, people on X say that.
Chad.
His only role is to go against the conservatives and against Trump.
And so why do they keep voting him in then?
Well, out of Kentucky, right? I think he's
right.
The guy from Kentucky.
Yeah.
He deceived even me, maybe. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying his only role is that, but that's what people say.
Oh, I see.
So, but he goes against Trump, and it's supposedly, seemingly on these principled things. We don't spend too much, and he's like a Rand Paul type of a guy.
So, oh, I see.
Or Ron Paul, almost.
Mm. But
they're saying this is not fiscally conservative. They can't vote on this because it's not fiscally conservative. A lot of people are like myself, who wouldn't even be this like granular in this politics world. I'm seeing this guy like, wait, but this is like the biggest thing for the border.
Right.
So a lot of people are wondering, can I take this a little further? Consider this, like this bill, all the Democrats say no. This is probably how it always goes. But I'm like starting to really watch this?
Right.
Hold up. So these bills are always... So the only opposition is Republicans, like, within themselves.
Yeah.
But this is the story I'm getting told. Oh, this bill hits our desk. It's such a huge bill. It's a big pork bill, and just we just have to pass it because it's just hard to agree. You know, we all have to agree, and it ends up being this huge bill. Can you guys tell me if they're fighting just amongst themselves, so it's just the Republicans who want all this pork that they complain about? What am I not getting here?
I think it is. And then there's probably Democrats who secretly agree with it, but they already know they'll vote against it. They'll secretly agree with some aspects of it, but they already know that they don't have, like, they don't need to vote for it. A person will vote no if they, and know it's already going to pass anyway.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter if they vote no.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all this pretense.
Also, they voted against it because they hate Donald Trump. That's the primary reason.
Yeah.
They don't want Donald Trump to be a winner. And so that's the primary reason. I'm sure they disagree with other stuff that's in the bill, but the primary reason is to try to stop Donald Trump.
I think that's what people are saying about Bassey and stuff. It's like, wait, on such a win here, you're going to go and say no?
They say that Rand Paul, or I think Rand Paul maybe, but him and Thomas Massey are basically glorified government-funded podcast hosts and influencers. They just talk a good game, and they say the right principles, but they, when it comes down to it, they don't do anything good.
Amazing.
But
well, congratulations. I noticed that. I remember when the Democrats were running everything, and the right-o Republicans were not under the direction of Donald Trump. The rhinos who go along with everything the Democrats have decided.
Bipartisan.
Everything they
say. Yeah, that's partly what's a count in favor of the bill is that all the Democrats are against it.
Yeah.
Sort of. Because bipartisan usually means evil, in my mind.
Amazing. Here is President Trump celebrating a major legislative win at the Iowa Park Fairground after the House passed the big, beautiful bill from Fox 11.
Passed President Trump's big, beautiful bill today, and tonight he is celebrating. He's in Des Moines taking a victory lap at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. His signature bill makes his 2017 tax cuts permanent. The president said this a short time ago.
The phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Last election, the people gave us a historic mandate to cut taxes, raise take-home pay, bring back jobs, stop the invasion, that horrible invasion. Who would do that? Who would do that? That horrible? Who would do that to us? Who would do that to us? Deport the illegals and slash hundreds of billions of dollars of waste and fraud, and that's what we're doing.
The president will sign the bill tomorrow at a White House ceremony at 2 p.m. our time on the 4th of July, which was the arbitrary deadline he gave Congress. He said he wanted to sign it on the 4th of July, and he got his way because the Republicans listened to him.
They didn't get his way. He didn't get his way because the Republicans listened. It's the right thing to do. Amazing. It's amazing how so far everything that Donald Trump has tried to do is done. Everything he touched so far, including ending the Israel and Iran war and blowing up the stuff over there in Iran and just everything.
Yeah. And there's always little setbacks and people who are trying to stop him and
always.
They succeed at little things.
That's how life is. You're going to always have evil inside a human being trying to stop you.
Yeah.
Stop good. It's just the way it is. But evil has no authority, so it cannot stop good if you really operate from that.
Somebody made the point that all his life there's been this huge out-of-control spending.
Yeah.
But this is the first time in his life that the spending is on for America, on Americans.
Amazing. It reminds me of the good old days when, before the government was all big, it used to be a small government.
Yeah.
And it was headed up by white men. the thing was floating along really well. The government had never been 100% right, but at least it was working. And then the people of color got involved.
I totally disagree.
Back in a moment.
Are going, but you can't what be the? Angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you.
It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Happy 4th of July and happy White History Month. July is White History Month. What a time, what a time, what a time. What a time. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up right after my show, 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. No, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor, baby. Oh, no, it's Friday. It's a brand new episode. My bag. What? Everything, it goes by so fast, folks. And I'm black and I'm slow. And I can't keep up with all this. I can't keep up with all this. At 11 a.m. today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked with Kira Davis, and she is a conservative author, political commentator, and the host of Just Listen to Yourself podcast.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look the same, though. You haven't gotten older. What's wrong with the black?
Forced integration is a mistake. The beauty of Christ is that our tribe is eclectic and diverse. We gather under the flag of a king, not a race. Is Donald Trump appointing too many women? That's probably a matter of personal opinion.
No, he is. It's a mess. You believe God made women emotional?
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? No, you're not right. And I think maybe some of your personal experience.
Women always say that. Every time you speak the truth about women, they always, you must have a personal problem with your mama or with women. But they say whatever they want about men. What the? Anyway, today at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on YouTube and Locos. .com, all right? And then at 12 noon, or right after the Fallen State, the American Anchor, baby. energy given to him by God. He's on fire. He looked kind of Jewish now, though. Look at that. His hair getting longer. He looked Jewish. I expect to hear him say, Shadara. What is it?
Baruch atah Adonai.
Amazing. At 12 noon, or right after the fallenstate.tv. You don't want to miss it. All right. And then Sunday morning fellowship. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And so you can become a member of the Fallen State there on jesseleepeterson.locals.com. jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And so while you're enjoying your ribs and hot dogs or whatever, you're going to be enjoying what's happening on the Jesse Lee Peterson, the Hate for the State, and the American Anchor Baby. I want to go to Ryan, a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Ryan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Ryan. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. And I hope you're having a good 4th of July.
Thank you. Amazing.
Well, Jesse, I just want to say I like everything that you stand for and everything you've been doing and fighting against the radical left. Standing up for white people, I do what you say. I tell the people how it is, and they do attack, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
They don't like to hear the truth.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and happy 4th of July.
Same is here, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Yep. You have a good day, man.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Brady is a first-time caller out of Arizona. Brady, you're on the air.
Oh, right on. Amazing.
Amazing.
One thing I think, now that Donald Trump has stopped all the weapons for NATO and the Ukraine war, I think that situation over there is going to be wrapping up. And I'm wondering why the Democrat Party did just not stop arming Ukraine. Maybe in 2014, maybe if we would never have given them any weapons, we wouldn't be over in the Ukraine right now.
Well, the Democrats, they want confusion. They want war. They want division between the people here in America, because for them, in their mind, it means money and power. So that's why they supported it rather than ending it. So the Democratic Party is a war party. It's not a good party.
I wish they would stop the war machine and stop Israel and not give them either one weapon of war either.
Why Israel is our friend? Why do you want to not help them?
I don't really consider Israel my friend because they're the ones that killed Jesus. I'm sick of the lie that we have to cover for the pitiful Jew all my life. I have
You have no what?
I have no respect for what they have done to Jesus, who is my God.
Jesus is your God?
Jesus is the God is Yahweh. His son is Yeshua.
So the Jews and the Romans. Speak English. Is Jesus your God?
Jesus is my Savior and my Messiah.
Oh, and so you're mad because the rabbis and the people over there, they killed Jesus?
Correct. Most of the stuff. How come the Jews?
Do you love the Jews?
No, I don't. I despise the Jews.
Really? And so, is it that Jesus could be your God, but you still hate your fellow man? How is that possible?
Well, Jesus whipped the Jewish bankers back then too, so I'd probably be along right with them doing the same thing. I despise them. They've been thrown out of a
how is it that
110 countries.
How is it that you say that God, Jesus is your God, and you hate your fellow man?
Well, because they're the ones that were responsible for Yeshua's death.
Does God hate the Jews because the rabbis killed Jesus?
God despises the Jews because all rabbis are demons.
So you think that God is of anger?
He's not anger, but he despises other people that despise him.
Do you think that God is of hate?
God is of a hate of something that is so evil, yes.
So you
he is a loving God.
You believe that God has hatred in him?
God has hatred in him, Tim, towards the Jews and the evil devil, yes.
And what's your proof of that?
He even whipped the Jews back then when the evil bankers. Look at all the countries that the Jews have been thrown out of now, 110.
What's your proof that God hates the Jews?
Well, I guess I won't say necessarily the Jews, but he despises the devil, and what they're all about is the devil. They don't pray to Jesus.
So
they
are
pray
you
to
saying
the devil.
So you're saying that God hates the Jews? I don't quite know. How old are you, Scott?
I'm
58. So you believe that God hates someone?
I don't know if I necessarily say hate, but he despises them.
What does despise mean?
How about he no likes them? You know
what?
He doesn't. They're not the tribe of Judah. What they've done against the Bible and how they've rewritten it and how they're saying they're just the pitiful party of the Jews and we're all supposed to feel sorry for them. I don't follow that BS. I'm done with it.
And so you have no, God said that you should love even your enemies. And so you don't love what you imagine to be your enemies?
I'm sorry, that's one thing I'm lacking. I have no respect for the devil. Sorry.
So God said for you to love your enemies. Do you love your enemies?
No, I don't love Bibi Netanyahu at all.
And so you're not of God then, because anyone that has hatred is of their father, the devil.
It's not hatred. It's I just despise them. I don't like them.
And what's your definition of despising?
I'm going to say I have no respect then, or I have nothing inside this body of any positive emotion towards that group of people.
And so you have no love.
Oh, I have plenty of love, but it's just not for the Jews. I'm sorry.
You have no love. God sent his son. Did God send his son for all who will accept him?
Well, unfortunately, but God also told Jesus to whip the banker.
Did God send his son for all who will accept him?
Well, he's been trying to take on a lot of the sins of this planet, but the biggest
did God send his son for all who would accept him?
Well, he did send. He said it for all our sins. Yes.
Did God send his son for all who will accept him?
Yes, he did. He did bring him down for that. Yes.
And did God? And did God say to love your enemies?
God said to love my enemies, but when they don't recognize Jesus as the Messiah, why would you even spend any time
say
on
that?
Them?
Did God say, love your enemy, don't love your enemy if they don't recognize Jesus as Messiah? Did he tell you that?
I don't know, but he certainly
did. Did he tell you that?
He didn't like Baphomet, did he?
Did he tell you that?
He didn't tell me directly
so
that.
So how did you come up with that idea then? Where'd you get that from?
Oh, I go from the fact that I look back in the Bible and like when he was dealing with the Jewish bankers, how they were doing the money system back then, and he whipped them. How many people
Scott,
did you know that Jesus
Scott,
whipped?
Scott, if you don't love all, you love none, and you're of your father, the devil.
Well, I follow not the devil.
Yes, you do.
I respect.
If you don't love if you don't love all, you love none. And you're of your father, the devil. I'm sorry. How old are you?
My name's Brady, and I'm 58.
I mean, Brady, my bad. You're 58?
Yes.
So how is it possible that you love God, but you hate all people?
I put it this way. I love God, Yeshua, Yahweh, the Christian faith, and I despise
demons.
You're
not answering my question. How is it possible you love God, but hate all people?
I don't hate all people.
Yes, you
I
do. He said, if you don't love all, you love none.
Well, you're kind of doing a big generalization there, Jesse.
Is it true or not that if you don't love all, you love none?
How about we don't love all?
Is it true or not that if you don't love all, you love none?
I love some, but not all.
Is it true or not that if you don't love all, you love none?
Do you really want me to say true or false or what?
Is it true or not that if you don't love all, you love none?
I guess I'll say it's truthful on that one. But
how is it you can say you love God, but you hate people?
I said I despise the devil and anything that's about him.
It that you can say you love God, but you hate people?
I don't know. I guess that's the way I was brought up. I've been tormented.
You're 58 years old. You going to die that way?
I've been dealing with devils and demons all my life, Jesse.
You're 58 years old, claiming you love God, but you hate human beings. You going to die that way?
I'm hoping I'm more closer just because I despise what the Jews are doing to us.
You're 58 years old and you claim you love God, but you hate your fellow man. Are you going to die that way?
Probably, because I'm not going to forgive what the Jews did to Jesus.
Well, then stop claiming that you love God then. God is a forgiving God. He doesn't even remember sin. But you're an unforgiving person who these people have done nothing to you, and you claim you're mad because they hate Jesus, and that's insanity.
Well, I don't support the synagogue of Satan, and that's what Jesus said.
No, you don't support God at all. You are an enemy of God. You're worse than the people that you hate.
Well, that's a big generalization.
No, that's the truth.
Well, that's your opinion.
Who is worse, the judger or the judges?
I don't know, but God
who
said
is
to cast
worse?
Evil ones.
Who is worse, the judger or the judges?
I would have to say probably someone who's like the judges, because you're forced to cast an opinion.
So you're worse than the people you're judging?
I don't think I'm worse than anybody. I'm just calling out.
You're of your father, the devil.
No, I'm not. I'm calling
you are
of
your father, the devil. You have no love. And Satan has no love.
I'm calling out Satan, showing
you
how
rotten
he is. No, you're
not. You're calling out yourself.
He's rotten.
No, you're rotten.
Well, this conversation is going completely 100% opposite what I'm actually think, Jesse.
I know you want me to agree with your hatred of your fellow man while claiming you love God. You're a liar, and the truth is not in you.
Do you think God is proud
we're talking
of what
about you?
Know?
God is love. In Him, there is no hate. But in you, you're of your father, the devil.
Well, I don't belong to the synagogue of Satan. Do
yes,
I
you do. You belong to the devil.
I don't know. I basically have conversations with Yeshua and Yahweh all day. And I don't
know. You have a conversation with the devil, and you call the devil Yeshua your Yahweh.
No, that's a little bit spun around there.
No, you're of your father. I have no doubt that you are of your father, the devil. You're just like the rabbis in those days who were of their father, the devil, and they hated Jesus because Jesus told them the truth. You are no different.
The demons and the rabbis
you
of today
are no different.
One. I'm very much different.
No, you have the same demons in you that the rabbis of those days had in them. You have no love.
Just like I've listened to several rabbis, and the one was Abe Finkelstein, and he said,
you have no love.
Look at what some of these people
you
have done.
You need to be looking at you. Why don't you look at yourself? So you can overcome the devil.
Well, I've been working on it.
How are you working on it?
I don't know. Have you ever been attacked by the devil or a demon in your life, Jason?
All human beings with anger, such as you have, and judgment, are being attacked by their father, the devil. So you're under attack by demons, and you claim to love God, and you don't. And until you really examine your heart and see and admit to yourself, you don't want to tell the world, you don't have to, that you are of your father, the devil, you're never going to be free.
Well, I try to be as close as I can to God. But
you're nowhere near God. Have no relationship with God at all.
Huh. That's unfortunate, you think that. But
no, it's true.
I don't know. I speak with God regularly. I think
a
good vision.
So what?
Just because I cast.
You say you speak with God regularly and what?
I said just because I cast out the Jews for who they are, I'm not offended or ashamed of it.
No, you should be ashamed of worshiping the devil and calling him God.
I didn't ever know that was Yeshua or Yahweh was the same thing as Satan. I guess that's in your book.
Yeah, you're worshiping the devil and calling him Yahweh.
Oh, that's a totally blasphemous statement there.
It's the truth. You do
that's
not
you
know God because if you knew God, you would love even your enemy or whomever you consider to be your enemy. Brady, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Happy White History Month, Brady.
Happy what?
Happy White History Month.
Same to you.
All right,
same
buddy.
To you, my brother.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Jesse Jackson's wife's boyfriend, 5 coffees. Happy White History Month. Cannot wait for the 4th of July supper with all the fixings. I sure hope Big Mama Michelle doesn't eat up all the ribs.
I better hurry to the table then. What now? Thank you.
Eric, 3 coffees. A woman can only stab my pillows or hit me if I allow her to. Men who stay in these situations. I feel like I read this.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. Jackson Axon, 15 coffees. Forever grateful I found you guys. I love you, Jesse.
Thank you. Love you back.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. Hang tight.
Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. Happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It is a whole lot of mess going on in the world, isn't it? But it is White History Month, and it is American Independence Day. Are we still independent? I don't know. But thank the good Lord for our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. And shout out to the snake pit, the chat, and the callers. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. This is the end of hour one of the 4th of July, Friday, Black-Hearted Friday. Get it off your chest today. 2025 AD. The lines are full, like I said. You can call in, though, every so often, just in case a line opens up. It is Hake News, not fake news. Very loosey-goosey Hake News report today. The far-left extremist outlet, AP. By the way, shout out to the men. We had a great men's forum. Where were some of you? Some of you guys skipped it. You trying to be cute. But some people, many people from all over, all across the ball earth country or flat earth country, whichever you prefer, were there in person. And you missed it, some of you guys. But anyway, church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond. Only at Bond in Los Angeles. Women's forums typically third Thursday of the month. You can check rebuildingtheman.com/events the week of to confirm or call Bond, 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, to make sure that it is going as regularly scheduled. Commie Nonsense Network says that it's, no, not Commie Nonsense, far left extremist off the deep end Associated Press says that what's in the news today? Donald J. Trump's 900-page, oh, it's only 900 pages? I thought it was like 16-something, 1,600-something. Tax and spending cut bill will soon become law. If it hasn't already, perhaps Trump has already signed it, not sure. The so-called Supreme Court rightly clears the way for deportations of non-South Sudanese to South Sudan. I kind of like that. And the Ukraine, some people prefer Ukraine because the Ukraine suggests it may not be its own country, can cope. How are they going to cope with the U.S. pause on weapons shipments? They don't want to be... Never mind. I was going to make a joke about the word pause that the young people know. Anyway, the big, beautiful bill that passed Congress and will soon become law, Republicans muscled. Did you know Republicans have muscle? Maybe not a lot of it, but they have some. And they used it the other day. President Donald J. Trump's 900-page tax and spending cut bill through the House on Thursday, the final step necessary to get it to his desk by the GOP's grand old party's self-imposed deadline of the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July, as the Mexicans say. Shout out. The legislation contains $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. That's nice. Scores of them business-related. Also nice, because we want businesses to do well in the country again, right? It includes allowing businesses to write off immediately 100% of the cost of equipment and research. Nice. Proponents will say this will boost economic growth, temporarily add new tax deductions on tip overtime and auto loans. Tips, overtime, and auto loans. Oh, okay. So buy yourself a car. Anyway, Medicaid and Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, food stamps, will face deep cuts. To the funding, to fund those bills, tax breaks, and spending elsewhere, which is also cool. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, says 11.8 million more Americans would become uninsured by 2034. 3 million would not qualify for SNAP, food stamps. So that's good. A number of extra positions, provisions reflect other GOP priorities. The bill creates a new children's savings program, Trump accounts, with a potential of a $1,000 deposit from the Treasury. Also $40 million to establish Trump's long-sought National Garden of American Heroes, you know, statues to American historical figures, some better than others. I'm James Hake, JLP 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Not all who call on the name of the Lord will enter into the kingdom of God. And I can promise you, and without a doubt, anyone that has anger will never enter into the kingdom of God. And it's so dumb. I don't even understand that kind of language. You're going to hate the Jews because some of them hated Jesus. And that makes sense to you. What the? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Are you? If you hate anyone, I would think about this question. I almost responded to the question. Are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about celebrating, traveling, or whatever, and you podcast the show because you can podcast all the shows, you should still be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday. It is Happy White History Friday. It is the 4th of July Friday. It is Black Friday. Friday. Now, I love the black.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Now,
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? First you love me, then you hate me. Happy 4th of July. Happy White History Month. I gotta do this, folks. And I wanna hear from you all about this too. But I need my experts in here. I want my experts to help me to understand this. Above all things, get an understanding. Explanation, understanding. The beautiful bill that the king, daddy, the great white hope, what manner of man is this, said he wanted signed by July 4th, happened. It happened. Let it be said. Let it be written. Let it be done. Hey, Derek, put them on hold for a minute and come here, please. I waited for my other expert there, Derek. My producer. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven, Matthew 7:24, and it's not even by the thought of Thursday. Amazing. Where's your patch? What?
I've got my patch. Here it is. Make sure it's all right.
Is it all right yet?
I think so.
Amazing. What a mess. My experts are here.
That's hard.
Yeah.
There we go.
He has the right expression for it, too, honestly.
That's the thing.
Hey, I mean, Black.
Yeah.
He's not giving Dan Crenshaw vibes.
I look like Samuel L. Jackson in those Marvel movies.
Don't say that. We don't like Samuel Jackson around here.
Is that true?
Well, I don't.
Samuel Jackson's a mess.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Terrible.
Forgive him.
Yes.
So my experts are here. To my far right, the host of the American Anchor Baby Show, Monday through Friday. And an expert here on Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing. The Anchor Baby. And in the middle, and to my right, my producer.
Dan Crenshaw.
What's your name?
Derek.
And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Good evening.
Evening.
It all depends on what part of the world you're in.
It's so dark in it because his eye patch is evening. Huh?
And then to my far right and your left, the host of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., and an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I want to get you guys a response to this video. All right, and this is from X. Hundreds of black dads in Chicago pulled up for a daddy stroll to proudly celebrate being present fathers. Watch this from X.
Past President Trump's big, beautiful bill today, and tonight he is celebrating.
Let me refresh my thing here. I was supposed to refresh this. It'll show me the wrong title if I don't do that. Here we go, Daddy Stroll.
Hold on.
Yo, I'm Ad 2, and I'm the father of Ace and Daniels.
I'm Mike Kell, and I'm a father to Ocean.
Courtney Davis, and I'm the father of Mia Davis.
Big Twan, man. This is Myla. This is Antoine Jr.
Y'all, I'm Rendell. I'm with my daughter, Savannah.
I'm Vic. I'm here with V3, Victor III. Excited to be out here at the Daddy Show.
Miles, I'm here with Maddox. This is my son. Ready for the Daddy Show today. All
right, my name is Brandon Hall. I'm with Elijah, and he's 2 years old.
I have Jabari, father of two, Amory, and Amara.
My name is AJ Amos. This is Jackson right here. He's 1 year old, and I got a 3 year old, Jace, right here.
My name is Kyle, and I'm a father to Nadia, Amira, and my son Carson.
Amazing.
Daddy's home.
What do you think about that?
Hank's got, why are you making that face? It's dads. It's dads, and it's like we're in the park.
What
you want them rapping and
racism.
What face was I making? I'm not sure.
Maybe I'm judging. You're supposed to not judge
duplicate
with a
my face.
Face.
Oh, yeah. Don't judge with looks. I was judging with looks.
Don't judge with
thoughts. Ideas.
Ideas.
Emotions.
Uh-huh.
And gestures.
Or gestures.
I was
cringing.
Cringing?
Which is not manly.
Why?
What do you say about that, Incubator?
I have one question first for you, Jesse. I need you to settle a debate I was having.
Okay.
Who pushes the baby stroller? Who was it before? Like, the argument is, well, the man is like the man. He'd be more fast and able to deal with the baby and all that, so he should be pushing the stroller in public. Or is it the woman? Does she used to push the stroller in public? Who did that, Jesse?
I'll tell you that after we discuss this. I will respond.
You know, I thought it was nice, right? It's like, it's better than, killing, not families and all that. I do get this impression. I've seen a little bit of this, black fathers and going online and like making it an example of being present. And it always struck me as a little early in the game. Like, hey, I'm here. They're always there. And it's like a little baby. And it's like, nice. It's like being the present. It's like 18 years. Right. So let's see what being present results into. I always thought that to myself a little bit.
Interesting.
It's a little early to get your
glory.
That's
when the mother's
maybe
supposed to be there.
Right.
With the kid.
That's
the
exactly
little baby.
It. Yeah. I always thought it was a little early for the glory, but.
Okay.
It's better than the no families. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you say?
That was beautiful, in all honesty.
And what was beautiful about it?
Seeing all those fathers together with their children, walking the streets. I think it's promoting a beautiful message.
And what's the message?
The message is, hey, this community is filled with fathers that love their children, and we're going to show it. And I think if I was out there, I'd be out there too. I don't know about a stroller. I'd probably hold my baby, you know.
How many children do you have?
I don't have any children.
You black.
What does that mean?
You're supposed to.
Oh, I'm black? Oh.
You probably make babies out of wedlock.
And would it be a baby daughter like most of the rest of those guys?
I don't know. Whatever the Lord blesses me with, I wouldn't, you know, whatever he blesses me with. I don't care. But, you know, women are awesome too. Sort of.
Carver says women are awesome too, sort of.
I'm just kidding, though. I love them all. But I think it's awesome.
And what's awesome about it?
Yeah, just like I said, it's you're going out in public. I don't know exactly where they were, but they were out in Chicago promoting fatherhood. I think that's a beautiful message.
Oh, okay.
You know? So I think that's pretty much it, man. It's beautiful. Okay. What you got to say, Hank?
What do you say about Hank?
Carver says Derek looks so much cooler today, but he can't quite put his finger on it. Why?
Because you can't see his eyes.
Oh.
It is a cool look.
Don't tell him that. He's going to wear that patch forever.
Well, I think it's his personality that makes it cool.
Oh, a country.
Yeah.
You can take the N-word out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the N-word.
I know that's right. America.
What do you think about it, Hank?
Well, first of all, like, I'm blown away by how great of a point Nick made that it's early to be hanging out with your kids when you're a father and they're just little babies. That is a mother thing to do, right, is go out with your babies. Fathers go out with their kids who are capable of walking and running and playing on their own. That's what normal, also known as white, fathers typically do. Nowadays, now you could probably catch some white fathers with strollers and
you
stuff
can.
Like that.
I see it all the time.
I once saw a Mexican cholo-looking young guy, probably my age at the time, in his 20s or younger, and he was carrying his little baby with, like, a suitcase. And it looked like he was trying to be cool. And it was better than that. I also wonder if this was put together by a woman. It was like it was a woman-oriented notion of, we have this problem.
That's a good point.
We have this problem. Let's solve it with this symptom-solving solution of having the man there and the man involved. But the man not there is not the problem. It's a symptom of the root problem.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they had this problem called teen pregnancy. What was their solution for teen pregnancy? Condoms. Still have sex out of wedlock, still be irresponsible, but let's have abortion and condoms and stuff. So, and pornography and things like that. So they have false solutions to misdiagnosed problems.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it just, I cringe, and I know that I shouldn't cringe, but it's not manly. I noticed that the young man, there was one boy, one son. I guess I'm not doing the assignment of letting my words be few. There was one son who was like grown there. It's like in his early teens or mid-teens. And he didn't look happy to be there. It was just the girly fathers and the girly little daughters and a few handful of baby sons.
My computer guy just texted me and he agreed with you. He bet it was organized by women too. Yeah. Amazing. How do you respond to what James just said there?
No, I completely agree.
How do you agree? You just said it was all beautiful.
You're talking about this boy, yes, right here, right?
Oh, no, yeah, actually, I didn't notice him. There was another guy who had like a little afro, a little boy who, maybe that size, but maybe taller, young man who had an afro. He said, "This is my son, something junior," or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
"This is my baby, and then this is my son, junior."
Yeah. How you agree, and then you just said it was all beautiful, and if you had a baby, you'd be out there too.
I'd be out there because I know how black people think. They're showers, you know, and if you see all these black people out there, all these black fathers out there with their babies, in the back of a black person's mind, like in most black people's mind, they'd be thinking, "Oh wow, look at those fathers! You know, they're actually out there with their children." You know, some of them might be, you know, I got that cringe feeling too, but it would stick in the back of that cringe feeling that, oh my gosh, this video, you know, these guys are all out here with these strollers. You know, oh my gosh. You know,
so why'd
guys,
you say we're beautiful there?
The reason I said that is because it's going to be in people's minds.
What is?
As far as just this event, all these black fathers out there with their children. The point is that it's going to stick in their minds. And
but you agree with Hague, too?
Yeah, but I agree with Hague. Yeah, was girly, for sure.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that's going to stick in their minds.
Amazing. You
know, that's really it.
Oh, okay.
To get it in their minds, because people are forgetful, you know. And if you don't...
Why you need to put that image in their mind?
Oh, well...
A cringing image, you said.
A cringing image, yeah.
Why
yeah.
would you need to put that in their mind?
The point is just saying...
Do you
black
want them to put the loving
in...
thing? Are you saying a beautiful 11? Or do you want them to put the cringe image?
Cringe-worthy image.
Cringe-worthy image in their mind. Which one you prefer?
At this point, I mean, yeah, I understand it's cringe, but I'll take it. You know, as long as we're getting that image of a father's being in their children's lives, in their minds, like, if it's packaged sort of in a cringe way. It is what it is, man. We got to get it in their minds.
Okay. And what do you? How do you respond to that, Nick? What the anchor baby said? Not the anchor baby, but Hake.
Yeah, you know, now it's hard not to see it as like a desperate, thing. It's hard not to see it that way. And when you see a crowd of people doing something desperate, like, let's be present. Look how present we are. Let's be present to combat this thing. It's a, you know that whatever they're combating has already won in a sense. And it's we gotta rethink this.
Yeah.
And that's really the mama way. So it's hard not to look at that crowd and think that this is not very helpful. Actually, that's when I hear that, yeah, when you put it like that, it's hard not to see it that way.
And I was gonna say real quick, you know, men today, they're already pretty much feminized. There's no going back from that. I mean, we can only look forward. And these guys, how they're acting, for them, or to tell them, hey, stop pushing your babies in a stroller, you know. You're telling them to stop being themselves. You know, you got to let these guys just be themselves, and we got to really focus on the future.
Yeah,
that's pretty much why I'm addressing it the way I am.
Amazing.
Yeah.
When I agree that without proof, I believe firmly that women organize this thing, black women. I doubt if one black man up there organized that. But also, when I saw it, I almost felt ashamed for them. Mm. I felt embarrassed for them. This is probably the worst thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Okay. Okay.
This is probably the worst thing since I've been on this earth. I think this is the worst thing.
The worst?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Really, it's so ridiculous and so insane that I don't even know how those men allow whoever convinced them to do this to do this. Really, I don't know. You have to be high or something. I could believe it. Do you know, and I was reflecting as I was watching it, and right now I may remember seeing this before, but I've never seen a black man push a baby in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
No, not really.
I see white men doing it, and they're so weak.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see little hakes out there just... I'm just kidding.
I've done it. I've pushed pushed my nieces and nephews in strollers.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
I went for a jog with my sister and ran with the jogging stroller. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, Lord.
I'm never going to live that down.
I didn't know that.
I have never seen a black man push a baby in a stroller. I don't. Now, I may later remember, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that. But it's a white thing.
Yeah.
These white women making their baby daddies push babies in strollers and carry
or
the baby.
Dogs.
And carry the baby in the little sack in front of the belly like the pregnant. I've never seen a black man do that. And this is not normal. Black men don't do this kind of mess. What are they supposed to be proving? And when they get home or right on the other side of this film, and I bet you the woman ruling. Mm-hmm. The black woman ruling. This is like, I think this is worst thing I ever seen.
Mm.
I felt embarrassed for them a little bit. I just felt embarrassed for them.
Mm. Embarrassed.
That's really the problem. That's really what's wrong. You want to say, oh, well, we want to promote fathers,
hey,
but to go against this is not to not promote fathers.
Right.
It's that it's not going to work because it's not even led by fathers.
This is not promote fathers at all.
All right, we don't know.
And this doesn't prove that black men are fathers in the home either.
We don't know 100%. We don't know 100% if this is organized by women.
Right.
But
I do.
We can assume.
I know 100% is ridiculous.
We could smell
okay,
the spirit.
Okay.
You know, I always loved that aspect of your message and wanted you to make sure that you got that out there because it's not that the fathers are not in the home. It's also that it's a weak father in the home. Because that's the experience of the rest of us.
Yeah. Right,
is like a weak father in the home.
If the father, if these men are in the home with each other, yeah. probably most of them not even in the home with, but let's say they are, mm. the woman is ruling it. They are like the baby to the mother of these children, the fathers.
Yeah.
This is so ridiculous, it's not even funny. This is probably the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, no, I understand that point. But I'm looking for the good, man.
Ain't no good in this.
I'm looking for the
you
good.
You couldn't find good in this if you dug 4 foot like gold.
If you took off that eye patch.
Yeah.
If I took a, oh, wow, that's good.
You wouldn't find
that's really good. I like
and
that.
One last quick thing. So that's ridiculous, folks. It's a shame, really. And those men should, I don't know, it's just ridiculous.
I knew it's bad, but I know that I recognize that there's something missing in me because I don't see, I'm like, see, I didn't see it was that bad.
It's worth it. I can't even express how bad this is.
Like, I remember feeling wrong. Like, there was something in me when I was sitting in the passenger seat with an old, with young girlfriends. So I still had some, so I know that there's something, but something's also missing because, you know, I'm thinking, I'll push that stroller if it's like a weird street. I don't like. I don't know. I just have like it's definitely missing somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the millennial or whatever.
I have never seen a black man push a stroller.
This isn't. Yeah, it's definitely not a normal thing.
Isn't it bad when white men are doing it? It's worse when these black men faking it.
Yeah, it's definitely not a normal thing, and I'm still standing on my stance. You know, it's important that we get it in their minds, but because a majority of black kids don't have a father in their life, But is it the worst thing in the world? I see your point. I see your point.
Stroller doesn't mean they're in the children's life either.
Yeah, that's true.
Most likely they're not.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Derek said an untruth according to the liberals who may have a point about the facts of the situation. They claim, and you've heard this before, whether you remember it or not, that black fathers are actually more likely to be involved in their children's life.
That's a
just
lot.
Because they're not married to the woman doesn't mean they're not there and involved. So
that's not true.
I know, but if they're there and involved, it's kind of like that.
Yes.
It's not right.
Yeah,
they're being
it's out of order.
The woman made them be mama. Take care of this baby.
Let me show you the reality of the black family from CBS News. 4 people were killed. At least 14 others were wounded in a drive-by mass shooting outside of a restaurant and lounge in Chicago River North neighborhood on Wednesday night. Watch this from CBS News.
Erica, police have confirmed this shooting that left 2 men and 2 women in their 20s dead was not random. This was a targeted shooting. I asked the Chicago police superintendent about concerns that this incident was gang-related, with corresponding concerns about retaliation. Take a look at your screen. This new video shows the moment the car drove up to Artist Lounge at Chicago and Franklin, the people inside firing guns. You can actually see the flashes of light from the gunfire. We've blurred the images of the victims.
We need more units.
The calls for help started coming in around 11 with 18 people shot, 4 of them killed.
Hey, squad, we need more ambulances out here. We don't have nearly enough.
The venue targeted, according to police. We know the crowd was leaving the album release party for Chicago-born rapper Mellow Bucks, her new album, Hollyhood. She confirmed on social media many of the people hurt were her friends.
And here's the final song by Senate Public Safety leaders, including Brandon Johnson, the so-called mayor, responded to the mass shooting.
This wasn't some random shooting where someone just decided that they were going to shoot at this particular group of people.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling, joined by Mayor Brandon Johnson and other city public safety leaders, addressing the mass shooting. Still unclear exactly how many shooters were involved. But police say there were 2 different calibers of shell casings found at the scene. Major concerns right now, heading into a holiday weekend.
The Chicago Police Department will be out in full force, making sure that we're keeping the city safe and protecting lives.
Superintendent Snelling didn't confirm or deny a connection to gang violence when I asked him, saying they're working with federal partners and would be prepared for retaliation.
We're also making sure that anything that we uncover and there's a possibility of retaliation, we would have an idea of where that retaliation could occur, and we would put resources in place to prevent that.
We will not rest until there is full accountability. I'm calling on any Chicagoan who has any information. Information about these mass shootings. I'm calling on anyone who has information to come forward.
We've been checking in with Chicago police throughout the day on this, of course. Right now, no one in custody, no arrest.
So you think black men staging a YouTube video of pushing black babies in a stroller gonna stop this from happening? Steve,
thank you for all right, good point. All right, we're going on break.
Back in a moment.
Good point. Nice. I'll address it.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back, 888-777-5773. Don't forget to support our fundraising drive we have going on there. We are down to raise some money to take us through the summer. Got to pay bills and all that while y'all are on vacation. So we're helping you, so help us to help others. And some of you have already done that. Thank you. And those who haven't done it yet, help us to raise $50,000 more by going to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. And I do appreciate it. And don't forget to get your shout-outs in. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Personal shout outs, I will do them for you. All right. And what else? Check out the merch and all that. Check out all the merch, amazing merch. Get your White History Month t-shirt, everything at jesseleepeterson.shop. Huh? Huh?
White History Month mugs. Those are available now.
Oh, we have the mugs?
They're available now.
Yes, sir.
And White History Month mugs. Right? I didn't know that. Things are always happening. I didn't know that. White History Month mugs and t-shirts. And we got books and all kind of amazing things that every dime goes back to helping to get the work done. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/show, rebuildingdemand.com/show, or jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing coffee and everything. Last night we had our monthly men's forum. It was amazing. Really, it was like, I can't even express. Amazing. It was more than amazing, more than miraculous, more than wonderful. It was amazing. And Sean, my producer, before Derek, surprised us by showing up at the meeting last night. I'm like, what the? It was really nice to see Sean. Shout out to Sean, my ex-producer there. It was like family coming home. It was good to see you, Sean, at the amazing. And you missed seeing Sean last night, Derek.
I did. Sean, come back. Let me talk to you.
Amazing. It was amazing seeing Sean last night. So real fast, and then I get to some calls. How do you respond to, we'll start with Nick, so we start with the last video about the killing in Chicago. Will the baby pushing stroller or YouTube video shoot, will that solve that problems? That problem.
The present fathers?
Yeah, did we finish that video where there is?
Yeah, we saw them both. We saw all of the footage.
The report of how many people were killed in Chicago.
It's like a week. It's like a every weekend thing, you know.
It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. And I've been hearing it. I've been following the news with you guys now for a number of years.
Four people were killed, according to report, and at least 14 people wounded in a drive-by shooting, mass shooting.
To summarize for me, looking at the black community and the family and all that has been a big lesson about human nature and what is happening with people, what is happening to the world. So to summarize, that's you see this destruction, you see all that happening, and there's a source. You could draw it all the way back to the anger in the home and the things that set you off in this path. So to summarize, I mean, that's why your message has always been so deep. I mean, it's what's happening to people in their families, in their minds, in America.
And you think a photo shoot on YouTube with some weak man pushing babies in a stroller going to solve it?
No, and the reason why...
Because, it may make it worse, but go ahead.
Because it's coming from this upside-down order.
Yeah.
And the woman continuing to lead it, well, it just won't get better.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amazing. And you say?
You make a good point. I agree, totally. But still in my mind, I think if we organize events like this, and we continue to push Christ, though it won't, you know, completely eradicate the, primary issue, which is, fathers and, not being in the homes.
Yeah.
I still believe it's important that, you know, we have meetups and things like this, sort of like going to church. You know, it's important that we all meet up and fellowship to bring back remembrance to all of us.
Right on. Amazing.
You know.
And you say?
I say that violence may go up and down over the years, but they're not solving the real issue. So I don't know if turning everybody, we'll call it effeminate, is going to help or hurt the violence question.
It's going to make it worse.
It may.
No, it will. Feminism does not work.
I know, but the violence is not the problem, is my point.
Right. Oh, okay.
They're trading one evil for another. Because you can quit drugs. Many an atheist and many a degenerate person has quit drugs or alcohol and remained evil and doing all kinds of other evil.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the same thing with the black community. They're not solving the issue.
What a mess. I can't believe that. That's the worst thing ever. Pushing the babies in the stroller for a photo shoot is worse than the four people killed and 14 wounded. It's worse than that.
I agree.
The baby pushing is worse than that.
Wow. Yep.
My argument would be how can we solve this issue?
A return to the order of God.
A return to the order of God.
God and Christ. Christ and man. Man over woman. Woman over children.
So events like this would be doing no good.
Not at all.
And what? So we should be having no events.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Fourth of July,
we
maybe.
Should be encouraging more masculine events.
What do you say to the blind people who think that lives, saving lives is more valuable than, or saving lives is, I don't know, nobody got killed at that thing, so how do you say it's worse than where they got killed?
Mm-hmm. Because they're killing the soul of the children. What's more important to say is, kill the soul, save the body, or save the body and kill the soul? I mean, kill the soul, save the soul and kill the body, or kill the body and save the soul, whatever.
Are you saying they're killing the soul
of
by,
the children?
By
not having love in the family, and especially from the father.
They're killing the soul by, I guess, posing as in like in a feminine way?
No, having no love.
Having
those
no
men
love?
Had no love.
Blind people value life and lives and stuff like that.
Huh?
Blind people, I notice, they everybody practically, meaning blind people, value lives and life out of an like emotional, knee-jerk, moralizing thing.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to understand where the no love part was. I mean, I understand
where
that.
Where the love is at? Pushing strollers.
Just, well, pushing strollers. That's funny.
With a whole bunch of others looking like clowns.
Oh,
that's
true.
A good question. Where is the love in that? Where? That's actually a good question to answer.
Where is the love?
And then the whole video we saw.
I mean,
maybe
if
it's
I,
there.
All right. You could see the love in the unity, in the people, the man being with the
shoot,
child. I don't know.
That was a photo shoot.
Was it a photo shoot?
On YouTube.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was a. I mean, maybe.
No,
since
it
it's on social media. But
why they put it on social media if it wasn't a photo shoot?
Get people more involved.
They ain't
going to
get
it.
Nobody involved unless you get some more people to pose for a photo shoot. Now everybody want to be on YouTube.
I mean, today it's only natural that when you do events, you know, you post it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's, like, legal stuff
nice.
Going on.
Did it happen?
Hey. If you didn't post it, did it happen?
Huh?
You were saying, Jesse?
Real quick, and then I got to run.
All right.
I got a call from a Brady.
Brady.
And he was hating the Jews because he said the Jews had killed Jesus. He said the Jews killed Jesus, so he hate the Jews. And I'm starting to hear more and more of that from the Christian. What is that about? And where did that idea come from? And what sense does it make? Anybody know?
I hear stuff like that too, and it sounds shallow to me. Like even some of the some smart person they quote don't even necessarily even go off like that. Like. It's definitely just very intellectually shallow, I think, to just say this the Jews were against, and then they sound smart because he's trying to fit it with history. Like, yeah, see, it's in this big old book. I mean, they killed Jesus. But it's just not in reality when you just say the Jews around you today.
It's not even
there's no There's no material difference between us and the Jews around today and those who killed and didn't kill Jesus.
But it didn't even make sense if it was happening right now, you know, if it still happened. I don't even understand. What does that mean, you hate the Jews because they killed Jesus? I don't even know what that means.
For some.
I don't know how you put that, make that whole.
Well, for some, it's basically like a mind, it's basically like a thought that goes out into the public. And depending on how smart you are, for some, they just like hear some information about Jews and they're like, and then they just start like hating them, right? And they're like, they're enemies, blah, blah, blah. And for others, it's simply an opposition to them. It's just like, okay, well, I hate them means to just be opposed to them in a correct way, but they're missing it, and they call themselves Christian. They're missing it when you're told to love your enemy, right?
Yeah. I don't even know I don't know how you put that in your mind. I hate the Jews because they killed Jesus. How does that go proper with thinking? Derek, you're a little Nazi.
That's right.
You heard of this before? the Jew, the Christian hated the Jew because they killed Jesus. Have you heard that?
Real Christians shouldn't hate.
No, have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense at all.
The first time you heard it was Brady, or where did you hear it from elsewhere?
Heard it everywhere.
Internet. Oh, you just heard it from Brady the first time?
No. I've heard it everywhere. And I don't agree with that. How can you call yourself a Christian?
No, it's even beyond that. What is that supposed to mean?
What is it supposed to mean?
Yeah.
I understand the point that he's trying to make.
What?
The fact that in those days, the Jews did kill Jesus. They did.
But what is it supposed to mean, though?
What is it supposed to mean?
Yeah.
He's trying to basically blame the sins of the fathers on their children. So, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't agree with that at all. You know,
right.
Christ died for all of us, and it's biblical. He doesn't remember our sins. And if you're a true Christian, you're not going to hate someone for what happened in the past. So,
but how do they say out loud, "I hate the Jews because they killed Jesus"?
How is he going to say it out loud?
How do people say that out loud and then they say it and it makes sense to them?
I mean, he's trying to kind of correlate that to what's...
But not just Brady, but I'm starting to hear that a little more now. I hear it at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hear it, and I'm like, what are you saying? I don't even know what to say about that.
Well, there's an uprising going on social media now, and it's addressing this issue that they feel like the government, well, not feel, but there's evidence that our government is being infiltrated by a deep state, I'll just say.
Because they killed Jesus?
And it's not because they're adding that fuel to the flame.
They're piling on reasons for their hatred, he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, they're piling on reasons.
Because everybody who hates has a reason for hating.
Have you heard that
before? Or many reasons.
That they hate the Jews because they killed Jesus?
I have. I remember the first time that I heard somebody read about somebody seriously saying that and actually thinking that he was holding it against them. And that was a black basketball player I read about in the newspaper when I was a kid, like young man to a kid. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. He was supposed to die. He did it on purpose.
That's what he came for.
Yeah.
To die.
And on top of that, he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And he wasn't just talking about the Romans, Stefan.
But every time I'm hearing it around town,
that's a deep point.
So what now? He wasn't what?
He wasn't just talking about forgive the Romans. They know not what they do. There was a guy, Stefan Molyneux, said that Jesus was saying that about the Romans. I think if I understood him correctly, but he was saying that about the Jews who were for killing him too. The Jews who put the Romans up to killing him.
So are there people, when they say that, are they playing, they joking? When they say, the Jew killed Jesus, are they joking when they say it just to try to be funny?
No, they're blind. They're sincerely blind, but thinking that that's a good point.
But how is that a good point? That doesn't even make sense.
It's not even a point, actually.
Not a point.
Some of them claim that they have the same, that the Jews today have the same anti-Christ spirit that would kill him again and that reject him. But they don't realize that they have that same anti-Christ spirit that rejects forgiveness and rejects love.
And we've also got to look at the Jewish people and what they believe in their holy book. They don't believe in Jesus.
No. You're missing what I said.
Right.
I was adding also.
The people who are hating the Jews for killing Jesus or rejecting the Jews for rejecting Jesus are rejecting Jesus.
I don't know which is worse, being a black man pushing a baby in a stroller for a YouTube photo or talking about I hate the Jews because they killed Jesus. I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, that's...
They're equally senseless.
Anyway.
It's a vague opposition. It's how people operate, Jesse. It's just like a vague opposition. And somewhere in their lives, and you have to assume people are at least somewhat rational actors in that... They'll at least believe what they believe, even if it's
insane.
But
there's nothing rational about that.
But what I'm saying is that they've come to believe what they believe, even if it's insane or wrong. And what I'm getting at is that it's just vague opposition. You know, somewhere in their lives they saw some evidence to themselves that they must now oppose them in some way. But it's and so now they're just kind of going on with like vibes in the crowd. Okay, I guess now we have to oppose them. But then you repeat lies, and it's not rational in the slightest. And that's how the crowds are. That's how masses are. Nobody thinks for themselves. They just look at an authority figure or something to tell them who to oppose and who not to oppose.
Yeah.
It's like hating whites for this imaginary racism thing.
It's like the blacks believing that white people are superior to them.
Yeah.
And they call him superior.
Everybody has an excuse to justify their hatred.
Will, out of San Francisco, California, you're on the air, Will.
What's going on, Jesse and crew?
All is well, Will.
Hey.
Awesome. This is is Mr. Pink from the chat.
I recognize.
So just want to say happy Black Friday.
Thank you.
Happy White History Month. And shout out. Happy Independence Day.
Amazing. Independence Day.
Yeah, I hear. I'm glad you clarified all these things this morning, talking about the history of Independence Day and what it is all about.
Right on.
I heard all people yesterday just all Happy Fourth, Happy Fourth. And I'm like, do you guys even know why you're saying that or what? This is Independence Day from Britain. This is July 4th, 1776, with Hancock and all those Whig dudes signed the document.
I bet you said, both young people don't even know that, man.
Yeah, that's the crazy part to me. They're just a happy fourth. Let's go get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just appreciate that. Jesse, one quick thing. I just wanted to say thank you for doing the cameo for my dad a few weeks ago on Father's Day.
Right.
He really got a kick out of that. He when you said, go Saints, go Cubs, go Tar Heels, what the? My dad was cracking up, man. He was cracking up.
I was happy to do it.
Yeah, it was great, man. So I just want to give you first of all, can we as a unit here, just as we used to do in school days, because you got one flag there right behind you, can we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I can't right now because of time.
Okay, yeah. I get it. But I just want to give you a real quick White History Month contribution.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So we got all these people running around protesting, saying, we on stolen land, right? About California and Texas and all that mess that they're trying to claim is Mexico and all that stupid stuff. And so my contribution is a few individuals in 1848 sent by President James Polk. All right, Stephen W. Kearny, the commander of the armies that occupied New Mexico and then went on to occupy California. Zachary Taylor, who fought off Santa Anna's armies in the disputed Texas territory. And Winfield Scott, who defeated Santa Anna in Mexico City. And then after he did that, the disputed territory was then debated about, what are we going to do? Are we going to take all of the land of Mexico, which was like tumultuous and not really necessary for us to take because it was kind of useless land, honestly. They paid them $15 million and they bought Mexico and then gave the rest of it, you know, that they didn't want to them. So we fought and won this land fair and square, wasn't nothing stolen from nobody. Okay? Mexico was super disputed, even in their own country at the time. It was internal conflicts and all this mess going on, you know? So thank God that we have independence from these Mexican idiots that couldn't run their own country right and had to bring some white people in there to bring some order, you know?
Well, thank you so much. Your White History Moment. I appreciate it, man, and happy White History. I got to take a break. Happy White History and happy 4th of July. Thank you for that.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. Thanks to my expert. Amazing input this morning. I do appreciate it. I got to take a break. Hate news. One more hour to go. When I come back, we're going to move calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. The so-called Supreme Court, though, cleared the way for deportation to South Sudan of several, unfortunately only several, which only could only mean just a few, so-called immigrants with no ties there. Illegals, I think they're criminal illegals, if I'm not mistaken, getting sent to South Sudan. You gotta love it. Our greatest president, making America great again. And doing stuff that's cool, that I like. This is the end of hour two already of Black Friday. Get it off your chest day. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day. Happy White History Month, 2025 AD. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. Derek will get to you to check on you. And then JLP will get to your calls. We'll also get to your tons and tons of super chats. We appreciate them. We see you. You are seen. You are heard. Oh, marginalized white man and black man and Latino and Asian and whatever else there may be. But not commie nonsense, because commie nonsense is taking a break on Independence Day so that they can subvert it. But the far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end, anti-American AP, Associated Press, reports that the so-called Supreme Court yesterday, Thursday, cleared the way for the deportation of several immigrants who were put on a flight in May bound for war-ravaged South Sudan. I didn't know South Sudan existed. I just heard of Sudan. But okay. The push comes... because I'm ignorant, you know? But the push comes during a sweeping immigration crackdown by the Trump administration. The decision comes after the court's so-called conservative majority. Very fake news. It's not a conservative majority. The only two conservatives are the two main ones. Anyway, the decision comes after the so-called majority found the immigration officials can quickly deport people to third countries. Not just their country, but a third country. The first being America. We don't deport them to America because they're already here illegally. Making clear that South Sudan flight could complete the trip weeks after it was detoured to a naval base in Djibouti. D-J-I-B-O-U-T-I. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. I've heard of it. The majority halted an order allowing immigrants to challenge, meaning illegals, to challenge any removals to countries outside their homeland where they could be in danger. Because their homeland, sometimes they're in danger in their homeland. So you got to send them to Sudan. Figure it out. It also reverses findings from federal so-called Judge Brian Murphy. What is that, an Irishman? An anti-American Irishman, if it's Irish at all. I don't know. Could be Irish in name only. Who said his order on those migrants still stands, even though the high court lifted his broader decision. The Supreme Court majority said the June 23rd decision completely halted Murphy's ruling and rendered his decision on the South Sudan flight unenforceable. Nice. Liberal so-called justices Sonia Sotomayor, and that's an Obama so-called justice, and Biden's Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson dissented, saying the ruling gives the government special treatment. Quote, other litigants must follow the rules, but the administration has Supreme Court on speed dial, so said Sonia Sotomayor, the wise Latina, in her own eyes. And so-called Justice Elena Kagan wrote that while she disagreed with the original order, it does countermand Murphy's South Sudan flight findings. Very nice. By the way, after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, this third hour coming up here, catch the Hake Report. Catch me on the Hake Report. Call in, super chat, whatever. Very nice. I'm live Monday through Friday right after JLP. And then American Anchor Baby is normally live right after Hake, Monday through Thursday. But on Friday, it's The Fallen State with that Kira. What's her name? Kira. I brought her on the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show like 10 years ago when I was a producer of the radio show before Sean or Derek. Or Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby was producer for JLP. Did you know that? And speaking of the Anchor Baby, after The Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby, I do believe, will be live. Not from the studio, but from somewhere else. Very cool. Very cool. So nice. The Ukraine's going to have to figure it out because the U.S. has paused shipment of munitions. I'm James Hake. I do believe back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 4th of July, Hour 3.
It's why history month. I'm going to celebrate with my friends. What history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This one's gonna be what history.
It's what
history month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. White History Month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. But this month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July. July just feels white. We'll celebrate our 8th year of White History Month. And that's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? What an amazing question. Are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, celebrating, whatever you're doing, killing, robbing. There was a reported up in San Fernando Valley on yesterday, or maybe the day before now, but I think yesterday, a jewelry store was robbed. Well, two right next door to each other there. According to the report, that 30 guys showed up right at one time, and as the store manager, owner, and his wife were closing the store, they all barged in, broke windows, broke out the jewelry cases and things like that, and robbed the store while the people were there and took off. So whatever you might be doing right now, you still could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line. On TalkStream Live, you can podcast, but call in the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to those super chats coming up real soon, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It is Open Live Friday Cash. slash Black Friday, because we love the blacks. Black Friday. That was then. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? They need love. They need to love. Not need love, but they need to love. Amazing. I want to go to Ben out of Virginia. Ben, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me clear?
Yes, sir.
Happy 4th, first of all.
Thank you, Ben. You too. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July.
Yeah, I became a citizen three years ago now.
From where?
So, from East Africa, from Mommy Africa.
Right on. Amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, I came in through a plane, though. Maybe, you know, that's a little bit. You know, I'm not on Trump's watch list.
Right on.
Yeah, so, Jesse, I'm calling. I've talked to you before around 2020. I forgave my mother. I forgave. Well, I apologized to my father, but later on I also forgave him. And then there was a point in my life where, you know, like.
Ben, you're not on a speakerphone or anything, right?
Okay, now I'm not. Sorry.
Why would you do that and they told you not to?
I'm in a car, so that would be more comfortable for me, but I'm sorry.
That makes sense then. That I understand why you would do it, but go ahead. You forgave your father, and what else?
I forgave my mother first, and then I forgave my father. Well, I said I apologized to my father first, but then I forgave him. And then down the line, so the anger was gone. You know, no resentment. And then there was a point where in my life I moved in with my sister. There was, you know, we said, okay, maybe we should move in together, and. And from that moment, it's like, I don't know. So now, fast forward, after I moved with my sister, I sense like I have this anger towards my sister. And sometimes I say it is anger, and sometimes I say, oh, I'm just going through the ego pain, and I just have to endure. But sometimes, she, like, when we talk, I just sense like I have anger, you know? Like, it's almost like I'm getting along to get along. And I don't know what do you think about that. Is that something that you have to forgive the person for? Is that ego pain? You know, I'm in a point of my life right now where I'm confused. What is ego pain and what is you have anger?
That is, you know, ego pain, and it's not you. So,
yeah.
And when you're around your sister and it brings that up in you, you're doing the right thing by recognizing it. Don't deny that it's there, but just don't call it you. And the recognition of it, being able to see it, it will be taken away from you.
But so, okay, because because I've had it for a while now. Like,
that's
and I
fine.
Noticed that I look for an argument sometimes, and she points it out, and you know I don't like that that gets pointed out.
But you shouldn't be arguing on it. You don't react on it or to it or by it at all. You should just be aware of it. But don't react. Don't argue with her or anyone, not even yourself. Don't call it you. Don't give death life like that. That's a false ego. That's a death. You want to die from it. So don't react. Don't argue with anyone about anything.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't help it, though. It's like it just happens, and then
You can't help it. When you catch yourself arguing, you start to argue, just stop. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Just realize I'm arguing. Stop. And shock, when you just stop in the middle of it like that, you're going to shock the ego. And the ego is not going to like that. And eventually it will have to depart. So you could stop it. You don't have to go along with the argument. Just don't argue. Just stop. Catch yourself and stop.
Yeah. And then there's sometimes there's this embarrassment that I am in that situation where I'm like, I'm really, you know, there is really this, it's almost like a unmanly state, you know?
I don't understand what you're saying.
You know, when you're like about to get into like that anger, or if you go along with the ego, there is this like, you know, you kind of, I don't know, it's like you're almost, I don't know, you see that you're no good, you see that you're so, like, you're there's this evil within you, and you're just like, I don't know.
Seeing it's that just, is the very thing that's going to make you free from it, and there should be a sense of embarrassment, but don't hold on to it, but just stop doing it. In the middle, if you find yourself arguing and realize, you know what, I'm arguing, stop it. And you don't even have to explain to anyone why you're stopping it. You want to shock it by catching it and stop. And it's going to have a fit, but it will die from you. Eventually, it'll be gone. Yeah. And don't worry about how long it takes or that it's too painful or any of that. Because the idea of how long would it take or this is too painful, it's not even your idea. That's another idea coming from evil.
Okay, so there's no need for me to go, which I've done. I went and I've apologized to my sister for, you know, being like, you know, being in overreacting basically. And it's not like it has solved the problem. And there's no need for me to go to her and say, I'm just like kind of, you know, in a position where I'm like, how many times do I apologize for overreacting? You know?
No, don't apologize because people who apologize don't mean in any way. And they just end up doing it again. They don't really.
I just want the pain to go.
Why?
I just want the pain to go. I'm apologizing sort of to get the pain.
But that's not the way to overcome the pain. To overcome the pain, you have to just see it and do nothing about it. You're not supposed to apologize to overcome pain because you're not sincere about when you apologize. Anyway, all you do is end up doing it again. Parents, especially mothers, they do that with their children. Oh, I'm sorry for being mean. And they turn right around and be mean. And the kids believe that they're not going to do it anymore. And this has caused the children to become worse. So don't apologize anymore. Just stop doing it.
Okay. And then, I'll work on that.
And don't worry about how long it's going to take. You make up your mind. You're tired of living this way. And you're willing to endure to the end.
Okay. Okay. I've already admitted that I'm tired of, you know, the ups and downs and
God, I am tired of living this way. I don't want to live this way. I want to be different. But don't say what kind of difference. And I can't do this myself. I can't change myself. I need you.
Yeah.
And everything will start to change.
That's amazing. And really quickly, right after I forgave my parents, like after a year after doing so, I went back into thoughts and emotions. And I was just like back in hell full time. And in that moment, there was a lot of things that I did, like, you know, you would call it like mistakes, you know, maybe entertaining, you know, fornication or maybe once, but, you know, just, and does that sort of, is there a consequence of doing that after the moment's passed?
No, you just stop calling you. And then because you've been living in your imagination for so long, you're going to fall back into it. But then just catch it, realize you're in thought, and become aware of your body or something, that because your body is always present or something present. Just be aware.
Yeah.
But don't call it failure or success. Don't call it anything. Just be aware.
Yeah. Just be aware. Okay. Because sometimes I say, am I paying the – is this the consequence of entertaining those things?
That's not you saying that. It's evil saying that to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Really? So stop communicating with evil.
Okay.
You want to be aware of evil. You don't want to communicate with it. You don't want to communicate with evil inside your mind, and you don't want to communicate with evil inside of other people.
Okay. Okay. I'll work on that, too.
So you're doing fine, man.
Thank you, Jesse.
The truth is with you.
You know, it's like,
the truth is with you, and it's working 24 hours a day. So surrender to that truth. Christ is the light.
Okay.
Bring all your darkness unto the light, all your evil unto the light, and the light will destroy the darkness.
Yeah, and then there's this thing where I don't want to show that I'm weak sometimes in front of people. Is that something I have to let go of? Or
don't try to show it or not show it.
Oh, okay.
Don't have a, I'm not going to show my weakness to people. Then you're going to become weak.
I work. Like, I'm like, I don't want to show that I'm going through pain or something. Like, I'm.
And when you say you're weak, who is it that you're trying not to show to them? Who are you?
Nobody. I mean, I guess it's the not me, the evil.
So why are you saying I don't want to show my weakness?
Yeah, I don't know. I catch myself when I do it. Yeah, I catch myself when I do it, and then I let go. But yeah, not me. It's something that I've identified with, but not me. Definitely.
And what I want you to know, too, in closing, is that evil is glued to a human being. It's so tight.
Yeah.
It's so glued to human beings. And that when you do, if you are one of those men or women who decide, I want to overcome this, evil is not just going to let go. It's going to be like, oh, okay, see you later. It's going to fight hard to stay glued. It want to stay one with you. So that's why I'm encouraging you to surrender, relax, and let the light destroy it, because it does not want to leave you.
Oh, okay. So just like, so when I'm having the pain, just relax.
In
just
the pain.
Basically, don't try to fight it or try to solve it. And trust that the light will do its job.
Yeah, and don't even think about trusting. Just surrender. If you think you're going to trust, then you're going to try hard to not trust. I mean, to not be distrustful. So don't create another identity for yourself.
Okay. That's amazing. I'll work on that this week.
You don't need God does not need you to trust or distrust. God does not need your help. He does not need your belief. He just needs you to surrender, to realize there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jesse. I'm definitely going to start doing that and listen to this call again.
And
just
don't
fully surrender.
And don't apologize to your sister anymore.
Yeah.
Just stop. Yeah, and if you do find yourself about to fall into another argument, or you start to argue, shot the devil by stopping. Don't argue.
Yeah.
Just cut it out right then and there.
I recently, she said, you always, like, you try to, like, argue, like, all the time. And she said, like, I don't hold it against you. I know you can't help yourself. And I said, why do you call me when you know I'm in, like, when I'm like this?
What?
I said, why do you call? I don't know if I got mad. I got mad, but I said, why do you call me when you know that I'm consistently overreacting,
but that's not a good question. You should stop overreacting, and so when she does call, you won't, there's no overreaction, so you won't be bothered by it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's never ever ever on any circumstance ever a reason to be angry or to overreact.
That's true. And I know that, but it's just that I can't help it. But I do know that. But yeah.
Well, just start catching it and stop. Just stop right in the middle of it. And shot.
There's like this tense, like when I'm talking to her and she's talking about her day and, you know, just normal conversation. And she's telling me about her job or whatever. There's like this, what I would call like anger or just like, I don't want to be bothered. I just want to be left alone. And it just piles up. And then I start disagreeing. And then it just, like, goes left. you know?
Instead of being mad at her for talking to you about her job, why not just say, I don't want to talk right now?
Yeah, and I notice that sometimes I pick up the phone when I don't want to pick it up.
So why do you do that? It's not her fault you're doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do you do it then?
There's this guilt, like, if I don't pick her up, like, if I don't pick up the phone when she calls, that's like I'm not there for her, or, like, you know, something.
Why
are
you
like
playing
that.
God,
like,
like that? You are wrong for feeling anything about anyone in any situation.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't you stop feeling guilt and all that? You're playing God.
Yeah.
You're not obligated to answer the phone.
Yeah, and I don't do it with anybody else. You
so
know, like
stop doing it with her.
Me, but with her, I do it with her, though. Like, but, with her, I'm like, oh, like, you know, I have to do this.
But you don't.
In a sense. Like, I that's true. That's true.
And then if you do it, it's not her fault that you're picking up.
That's
or
true.
Having the conversation.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, maybe I need to be aware of, like, how, you know, there's, like, special treatment or what I think special treatment towards her, you know?
You should
or,
treat
like,
your sister in the same way you should treat all people with perfect love. Non-judgment.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And how do you stop judgment?
By being aware. By knowing yourself. And when you know yourself, you see what's driving you. You're going to understand what driving all human beings, and you would never judge. It would be impossible.
So let's say she calls and I don't want to pick up, and there's like this feeling of that I'm messed up. I'm not a good friend. I should just go with, like, just be aware of that feeling and it will pass.
Are you your feelings?
No.
So why would you pick up based on feelings?
I guess sometimes I don't like feelings. Like, I wish I didn't have any feelings. So when they do come up, I'm like, oh, why is that here?
Why wish that you don't have them rather than seeing that you do have them and overcome them?
Yeah.
No, that was a question. Well,
I guess, you know, maybe I try to avoid pain, you know?
How will you ever die from the false self if you avoid pain?
Yeah, I guess I won't avoid the pain. I won't avoid the false self if I avoid pain.
And who is feeling the pain?
The not me. There is times where I say, "Is it me?" Or I doubt that belief, or, you know, but yeah, they're not me.
So why are you avoiding pain and keeping the false self alive? Jesus said you don't have to be you any longer. And he said that in order to have a life, you got to give up a life. No anger, no judgment, no hatred are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. When the pain comes, I should just take it. No complaint. There's this thing where I'm like, where have I gone wrong? That there is this great pain in me, you know?
But you're not going wrong if you see the pain. You're going right.
Yeah. It's amazing.
People who try to avoid that pain are going wrong because they're giving life to evil.
Yeah, that's amazing. I believed like for a while that when pain comes up, I say, where have I gone wrong?
Like, that's not you. That's the devil speaking through you.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, Ben, and happy White History Month.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Happy White History Month. Absolutely. Trump needs to announce that.
Come hell or high water, I believe he will.
Yeah.
At some point.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me either. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
All right, you too, buddy. Stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. Let me go to Houston, Texas, and talk to Kenneth. Kenneth, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. I just wanted to touch bases with you after you had your fainting incident. How are things going?
Amazing. All is well. Thank you.
You feeling better?
I never really felt bad. I didn't feel sick or anything. It was just, for some reason, I fainted. Well, my body heated up and I fainted. But I never felt sick at all. But I'm fine, though. Thank you, though.
Okay, well, wonderful. Hey, I'm kind of feeling sorry for these folks who just can't let it go. I mean, you gotta let go, let God. I mean, the whole hate thing, I remember hearing that caller a while back talking about how he hates the Jews. That's just sad. I mean, he died for all that. I mean, shoot, that was his purpose, you know, to be hung on that damn cross, take our sins, you know. So.
And why do you feel bad for them?
Excuse me?
And why do you feel bad for those people who hate the Jews or anyone else?
Well, so that we can be connected with God.
No, I said, why do you feel badly for those people who hate the Jews? Why do you feel bad for them?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, it's not up to me to feel any kind of way, no, is it?
And so why do you feel bad for them?
Huh. That's a good thought. That's something to think about. Well, I don't know, because I think as Christians, we want to try to save as many as we can, right?
No, you can't save anyone. Never try to save anyone.
No, that's on God.
But, I'm sorry?
I mean, that's on God to do the saving. But
and most people don't even want God. They don't want to be saved. They love, hated the Jews.
This is true.
But why are you feeling badly for them? You didn't tell me yet. Why?
I really don't know why. I shouldn't. Should I? But I do know that we're supposed to love our enemies and bless them that curse us and do good to them that despitefully use us. And
so you don't know why you feel bad for them?
Well, no, I kind of think I do, you know.
Why do you feel bad for them? What is it about you that feel bad? God doesn't feel bad for them. Jesus doesn't feel bad for them. Why do you feel bad? Are you better than God?
No.
So why do you feel bad then?
Yeah, I shouldn't.
But you're not. No, that was a question.
Yeah. Well, that's my answer. You know, I shouldn't. You're right. I should not be feeling bad.
But you don't know why you are?
Maybe it's because I'm feeling a little bit bad for myself.
About what?
Oh, I've just been in a lot of pain lately. I got a back that's, you know, thrown. I got
speak up a little bit.
You know, herniated disc. I got the surgery coming up, so I've been dealing with a lot of pain.
Oh, so you're having physical pain?
Yeah, I'm having physical pain. You
and
know,
that's
so,
why you feel bad for the people who hate the Jews?
Well, not necessarily. I'm feeling bad for myself because, wow, it hurts, man.
Well, I wish you well with that. You're going to have surgery, you say?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Nice. I wish you well with that, man.
Thank you.
All right. Happy White History Month.
Oh, thank you. Happy White History Month to you, and happy Black Friday.
And happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day, yes. I thank my God, my Lord and Savior, for all the man who sacrificed, you know, so that we can be a country.
Absolutely.
That was a lot of war and a lot of bloodshed, a lot of history, and a lot of men who gave it up. I mean, entirely. Blood,
and that's why we
blood.
Have to celebrate and remember White History Month, because those white men made a great sacrifice so that we can be free, and to just let some angry people who hate white people destroy it doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, brother, I will never forget. I'm a veteran. I served, you know, so I went through some stuff. So,
right on.
Yeah,
Kenneth, yeah, I gotta run, but I wish you well with your surgery. All right.
Okay, I wish you all the best too, and take care of yourself. Don't be falling out no more.
I won't. Thank you, man.
All right.
Bye.
Thank God for anchor, baby.
That's right. The anchor, baby. Run. Thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live and stretch off on Pure.net. Quick break. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, welcome back. 888-7753-773. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing conversation with Kira Davis, and she is a conservative author, political commentator, and the host of Just Listen to Yourself podcast.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look the same, though. You haven't gotten older. What's wrong with the black?
Forced integration is a mistake. The beauty of Christ is that our tribe is eclectic and diverse. We gather under the flag of a king, not a race. Is Donald Trump appointing too many women? That's probably a matter of personal opinion.
No, he is. It's a mess. You believe God made women emotional?
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? No, you're not right. And I think maybe some of your personal experience.
Women always say that. It was fun, but interesting. At 11 a.m. today, you can become a member of the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel. And JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. I used to be able to just say locals.com. What?
But that would get the people nowhere.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you tell Daniel that?
Daniel probably has it right.
He the one
He's
told
smart.
Me to say locals.
He said locals, but he knows.
Daniel is the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
And he's
I mean,
a
the Fallen State, not the Jesse Lee Peterson, the Fallen State. And he's very smart. What the? But anyway, You can't become a member there, all right? And then after that, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby, right after the Fallen State. Get ready. He doesn't look like a Jew for no reason. He has the Jewish look now. I expect him to be walking up and down Pico Boulevard on Saturday.
No work. No work after sundown.
Right, no work after sundown on Friday, and no driving.
That's right.
You have to be walking.
He needs a Shavuos Goy girlfriend.
Right.
To drive him around. Shout out.
Shout out to Shavuos Goy girlfriend. And then, and church on I see Jewish men pushing strollers on Saturday mornings. And the woman just walking right beside with all these little other white Jewish children walking around.
Well, that's okay.
I love the Jews.
Yeah.
You said that's okay?
Yeah. I started to say that's okay. They're successful.
They are. I learned that I know some Jewish people, and some of them are in college, and sometimes they decide to take off for a year from college, and they travel the world the whole year and don't have to have a job.
That's brilliant.
Their parents pay for it.
And when they're all done, they're not just a lazy, spoiled bump on the log.
I know.
They're still, like, productive. I don't get it.
I guess it pays to be a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my friend Toma last night at the men's meeting. Yeah. I asked him about those things. He's a Jew. But anyway, church on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. For more information, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. All are invited. And last but not least, we have a fundraiser going. We need to raise $50,000 or more to help Carrie pay the bills and take her through the summer while y'all vacationing. So before you take off on your vacation, even if you forget and you're on vacation, make a donation to Bond at rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. All right? And I thank you all for that. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super chat.
I think I figured this out. Someone on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talks asks, hello, team, where is Joel and his show?
He's not here. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hello, sir. I understand most don't know they are evil. However, when someone been listening to you to you and you ask if they still have anger, when they say no, it's like you drill them until they admit yes. Is that not judging them?
Not judging at all. Not judging at all. Not one moment. Thank you, though.
Very nice. Stop the Cap says, Jesse makes fun of people carrying around water bottles all day. Jesse's body. Oh, really, sir? Watch this. And then laughing faces with tears coming out. Terrible. Stop the Cap.
And so will I have to carry a water bottle around now?
Mm-hmm.
That is the question. Thank you. Amazing.
Randy, bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, send an email to the producer. Some guests would be cool to see on the show. Love you guys. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. If you would like to see guests on the fallenstate.tv, send them to request to producer at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv. And if you would like to see guests on the radio show here, producer at jessieleepeterson.com. Producer at jessieleepeterson.com. Thank you.
Bond JLP is the Cash App tag. Bond JLP. Anthony asks, did you see Baby Oil dance in front of Diddy Courthouse? Blacks invaded the gated community in Ohio, Columbus. 2 different story tips. One of them we did hear about, right?
About the baby oil.
Uh-huh.
We talked about that on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
What was the Bond hashtag baby tip thing? What were you saying about that?
If you want to donate on Cash App, you the tag is Bond JLP on Cash App.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad I cleared it up because I didn't want to leave people confused.
Well, you said it ran right into a story, so I thought it was
Hake trying to do something different.
A little mess.
Sharia.
Well, what was that last comment you just read?
Blacks invaded a gated community in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the baby oil thing, but I didn't see that.
I have black fatigue, so I don't even look for black news.
I know, man.
Anyway, thank you, Anthony.
You can only take so much of black news.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sharia says donation on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you, Sharia.
Christine, thanks for the word amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Sion. Good morning, Jesse Love. Pink hearts. People don't realize that President Trump is helping the black community. It's their community. These illegals are being dropped off, taking advantage of the system. By the way, what you think of Malcolm X? I don't know why they don't want to celebrate his birthday, but they want to celebrate MLK, who is part of the elites. I really think Malcolm X wanted what's best for the black community, be decent people, have their own, have a father in the home.
I agree. It appears that Malcolm X at some point overcame anger, and he realized he had been lied to about white people. And after he went over, according to the story, he went over to Mecca for the Jewish, I mean, not Jewish, but Allahu Akbar event. And he saw white people, black people, everybody fellowshipping together. He realized he had been lied. And according to the story, he became the enemy of those people who had lied to him. They didn't like him after that. And that's why you don't hear a lot about Malcolm X. And if they do mention him, they try to pretend he was still racist or something like that. Very good point, Sion. Thank you very much. And I saw your note about your breakfast. It made me hungry. What was the name? Pancakes?
Waffles.
Waffles. I haven't had a waffle in so long. Made me want to run down and get one after
and
the show.
And some Punchy's coffee.
And Punchy's coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Right on, Sion. Have fun and happy White History Month. Thank you.
Eric, seven coffees. Do you love white people? Do you love white people? Do you love white people?
Do you love white people? Thank you.
Fazul, I told my doctor, it hurts when I lift this arm. My doctor said, don't lift that arm. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew. I had a personal trainer, you know, the trainers when you're injured in sports on college,
right.
Told me, don't do it then. I said, it hurts when I do this. Grooving Mastiff.
It's so funny, but so true.
10 coffees. Fear, shyness, anger, I mean, anxiety are caused by the same spirit that causes people to take the lives of others. Wow, amazing. Yep. That hit hard when I first heard it, probably because it's true. God bless you all.
It is true, really. It's the same spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors, including Jake Hudson, Games for Rec Greenwall, and the rest, as always. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony says, Nancy Pelosi, for the children. I do it for the children.
It's for the children. Oh, but you can kill the child in the womb. It's for the children. Thank you.
He also says, the Marxists have Asperger's. What the?
Everybody. And they mama got Asperger. Except baby Jessica's daddy.
Says, somewhere in the distance, a fire alarm beeping.
Amazing. Thank you.
Powell says donation.
Thank you.
Anthony,
I appreciate it.
No welfare when whoring around, ladies, crying on UT.
When she's crying?
She's lying.
She's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Alpha Daddy 340, heard you recently making fun of sickle cell, you guys. I have what's called sickle cell trait. Not the exact disease or something. My variant is a mutation allows my body to rid malaria faster than the rest of you betas. P.S. I had a son first. P.S.
Right on. Real man made boys first.
Jesse, bring back the sound bite. I am a woman. Hear me roar. And the Allahu Akbar.
Amazing. We weren't laughing at this. Sister. I believe we said it was a black disease.
Right.
And I had not heard about it in a long time. But I wish you well. Thank you.
Tom, three coffees. Happy 4th of July. Seeing things work for me in a way I never have. It's amazing. realized the reason things didn't work for me in the past because I had a hateful heart.
Yeah.
And truth wasn't helping me out.
Yes.
Now I see it working is a true miracle. Forgiveness is the way to go. Bye.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thanks, Tom. Eric, 10 coffees. Spiritual battle, not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spirits, principalities, wickedness in high places. You're evil. Human nature is evil.
Yeah.
Made a home in you, drives you, convinces you. False emotions, identify with them, and you call them you. JLP.
Thank you, Bob. It's up for Thursday.
Thanks,
I appreciate
as always.
It.
Lori, hi, Jesse. Being a slave to God sounds amazing to me. I think evil changed how we see the word slave, like it's a bad thing. I see it as who owns me or whom I obey. Of myself, I can do nothing good or bad. A slave of the devil or a slave to God.
And so I'm not saying that, I wasn't saying that it was a bad thing or a good thing. I just didn't know what they meant about that. Have you ever heard that before, a slave to God?
Slaves of Christ is what Paul said, whereas Christ said we are friends, according to the Paul deniers. But yes, Paul said slaves of Christ.
And what did he mean by that?
What did Paul mean?
Yeah.
We'll have to think about it and discuss it later.
But Christ didn't say that we were slave to him.
No, I think he said you used to be called servants, but now I call you friends, something like
yeah.
that.
And so the Christ go, what the?
Maybe.
Amazing. Thank you.
thank you, Lori. I had to cut it a little short just to keep it pithy. Eric, 3 coffees. I'm not saying Diddy isn't guilty of being a creepy guy. Just saying if you're with a creepy guy, you're guilty of being a creepy gal, those ladies.
I rest my case.
Jail Cassie. Freako Rico.
What the? Thank you.
Groovin, happy Independence Day. Though I'm Canadian, happy White History Month. Though I'm brown. shout out Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa, The Last Supper, among others, you know, with Jesus.
Yeah.
And whose designs of flight machines and aerial screws more than 500 years ago inspired the modern era's airplane and helicopter. Cool.
Why, here's a moment. Thank you.
Jamil, great white men of history talk about the value of silence. Pythagoras, 570 before Christ. Silence is better than unmeaning words. Pascal, 623 AD. All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone.
I rest my case. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all very much. Let me go to see Derek. Better known as Bebop out of California. Bebop, welcome to the show. I did not know your name was Derek. If I did, I forgot.
I've been doxed.
I was supposed to say Bebop.
No, just wasn't supposed to say Derek.
Oh,
so I think Derek put it down.
He wrote it there. So I thought you wanted to be Derek.
Thanks, little coon.
I know, huh? Oh man, a little coon, flat earther, not
flat earth. Everything a mess.
Well, happy White History Month and happy 4th of July.
I want to give you my dream team of a day.
Okay.
Independence Day, White History Month, and Black Friday.
I rest my case. Amazing. I like that.
Yeah. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Just how are you guys doing? So I hadn't seen you in a while. And enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you guys soon.
I'm
have
surprised
a surprise
you're not here guest hosting with Hate today.
Yeah, we're taking a little trip.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I get back home, we're going to take a little trip for the day into a day or two.
Right on.
But yeah, hoping to be back in the seat with Hate soon.
Absolutely.
What's up, Hate?
What? You don't want to turn the mic on?
Hey.
Hey. Yes. So that's it. That's all I was calling for.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, right
it.
On. For sure. Have a good one.
All right, you too, buddy. 888-7753-773. First time caller out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada. John, you're on the air.
What the? What's going down, Jesse?
All is well, John.
I don't have a question for you, but I do have a comment.
Come back to your phone.
We are. Say again?
Come back close to your phone. We can't hear you.
I'm speaking right into it, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
we're uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then I think instead of having White History Month, we should have American History Month, because July just feels American.
But and then instead of asking White History is America.
I know, but all the races, that would be how we unite. Because if we drop Black History Month, we drop Pride Month, we drop all these other months, and then we tell the Great White Hope, let's have American History Month, you would get on board with that. And that would be true unity. Because every time we divide by saying, oh, well, now it's white, well, that creates division. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand, but because that's not reality, everybody's been celebrated except white people, and it was white men who founded and created the greatest country. So we got to do something until we can get it right. But you made sense. I understand what you're saying.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Love what you're doing.
Thank
because
you,
of
buddy.
Time, I'll let you go.
All right. Happy yes, Four.
Sir. Happy Four. What a mess.
I know. What a mess. Jerome is a first-time caller out of Michigan. Jerome, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Jerome.
I just wanted to thank you for everything that you've done. One of my best friends, Amika, in Georgia, put me on to you back in college days, and I just thought you were some funny guy, but it wasn't until I had my son almost 2 years ago that I had to change instead of being an S-word maker.
Yeah. A slut word.
I attempted
a slut maker.
Right, right. And so thank you for finally putting to rest the debate of free will. I used to think that we did have free will, but when I saw that, you know, it was spirits and people working in them, it helped me get over that anger. I apologize and forgave my parents. And this was before I even, like, tuned into you for real. It was just something in me that knew that I was wrong and for being angry at them.
Yeah. Right
on. The moment I forgave them, we've been on like equal par as far as from one adult to another. But yeah, I had a baby out of wedlock. He was a boy.
Boys first.
Yes, sir.
I love what you just said about once you forgave your parents, you're on equal par with them as adults. You're no longer a baby. Mm-hmm. You're not their child. You are an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I actually enjoy spending time with them. But, you know, there are times where I might just not even go over today like before, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I attempted to marry his mother a year later. But it's funny, a lot of people call in. They try to fight you when you tell people that even if you have a child together, y'all shouldn't live together because God can't work in your favor. You know what I mean?
Right.
So tried it, but nothing was good enough. I paid all the bills. I worked 3 in the morning till 12 at night. But I knew it wasn't her. And just being able to pour that into her. It's like when she finally moved out, it was like a veil was lifted. Now we on decent terms. You know, I like the analogy you use when it comes to Solomon said, don't split the baby. So I never fight when it comes to our son. Just
right
put my hands up, do the silent prayer.
Right on, man. What amazing. With Jerome.
And also, if you ever start a bond chapter in Detroit, let me know.
I will. I definitely will. There have been so many people requesting we start chapters around the country, so I'm going to add you on the list there and see what happens. But
yes, sir.
You stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. See it all the way through the end, and eventually will be your. You will have a clear mind, and you will live life with a clear mind.
Amen.
Did you know your smoke detector is going off? You black.
Yeah, I got to change it.
Are you black?
I'm black.
You black.
Yes, sir.
How can black people let their smoke detectors go off like that?
Yes, sir. Yes, man. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome. You stay with it.
Will do.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Olivia. Olivia out of Hawaii. Olivia, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Olivia.
Hi. My question is, I'm glad you're doing well. It was crazy. And I'm like super nervous because, sorry.
Speak up a little bit.
I had, like a few nightmares before the first time I called you that you were in poor health, and I was like battling the demons to like call you, to like speak with you. And then I don't know. I'm just crazy. I'm glad you're doing, you're in better health now. And like, yes. every time I call you, it's like about this guy that I tried to make him my husband, and we were like trying to do that with each other. And I literally, you told me last time not to like move in with him and just like kind of work on myself, like take some time. I didn't do that. I went back and I literally signed his lease, and because I was desperate to find like a place to live, because I didn't want to have to like work hard to get like a place on my own. Even though I've been living on my own, I have like a good roommate situation where I get a good deal for my room, so I don't have to work like extra to afford like what I want.
And because of time, we're about to get cut off. Long story short, what's up?
Long story short, I called the police on myself because I couldn't get him to do something and control him. And my stuff is still there. I'm like kind of battling him. What do you think I should do?
You need to walk away and work on your life. Leave that man alone. Are you at a crazy house now or in jail?
I tried to put myself in jail. I'm at my old room, but I have this month to find a different place, so I'm working.
Wow. Olivia, can you call me back on Monday?
Yes, I can.
Because of time, call me on Monday and I have a little more time to deal with this, okay?
Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, and happy 4th of July.
Right on. Call me on Monday.
Okay, will do.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jamil gives another couple of men of history, white men of history, who talked about the value of silence. Abe Lincoln in the 1800s AD. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
I rest my case. Thank you.
He'll try to call in and give a few more. Danny.
Right on.
Coffee. All right, Jason the lads. Chatting with an Italian bloke at work whose parents are evangelists. He said they believe Jesus was tied up with his hands above his head, not in a cross. What's right, James? You're my go-to Christian. Laughing face with tears. I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right, Jason, the lads, I work with a bloke from Romania and Italy, and they both say they are white, he says.
That's right. Everybody want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy.
Thank you, Mr. Zoe, Pastor Chatelet, and the rest of the supporters on Pilled.net, the Rumble crew, the YouTube crew, the DLive crew, and all the rest of the crews. I got to read the rest on Monday, hopefully.
Thank you all very much. Happy White History Month and happy 4th of July. Be safe out there. Ray out of Virginia. Robert out of Kansas. Dalton out of Washington State. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Happy 4th of July. Stay with it. And thanks for your support. Don't forget to donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Take care, folks. Haik is coming up now, then the Father's Day, and then the American Anchor, baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
like my cousin like sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you got to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Nope. Thank you, Jesse Lee, for an excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show, as well as the anchor baby, Nick, the board operator, Derek, the producer. Great stories, Derek. That was